Philadelphia's modern dance company, Ballet X, will premiere a new choreography. It's based on the film noir, Touch of Evil. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Dex, Peter Crimmins looks at how the Orson Welles film became a ballet.
The movie Touch of Evil concerns a border town clash between Orson Welles as a corrupt American detective and Charlton Heston as a Mexican cop. But you wouldn't know that by watching Grand Perdita. It's a new dance created by the Finnish choreographer Jorma Ello.
I'm not following the storyline. I'm not following characters. So if you're looking for a theatrical experience, you're not gonna. This is dance.
Instead of the plot and characters, Ello used the movie's mood and structure to inspire his dance, commissioned by Ballet X. He didn't even use the movie's famous score by Henry Mancini, instead selecting some classical music, like this piece by Alban Berg. The movie's lighting is harsh, the story is brutal, and Orson Welles made himself, as the mumbling and overweight detective, remarkably ugly. This is the second dance Ello has based on Touch of Evil, and he can't say why.
I don't know. That's why I'm drawn into Touch of Evil. It is a peculiar movie. I don't know how it got made or how people can watch it. It's not necessarily pleasant for your eye, but it draws you in.
Grand Perdita will be performed as part of a three-dance show, including another premiere of a work by Ballet X co-founder Matthew Neenan. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.